All right, we are back for the non-cursy show that we do. Mm. We do one cursy show and one non-cursy show.
This well, gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. Hey, everyone. This is Mao here with my co-host.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and this is Asian Cult Cinema.
You're going to say, oh, my God, it's we're back.
Oh, my gosh, we're back. This is Asian Cult Cinema show, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know. Show
50-something?
55.
55.
I can't podcast 55.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar's follow-up smash.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, yeah.
No, that's not true.
He probably
no,
has a podcast, true. Too. Everybody in Hollywood has a podcast now.
They have.
They're the ones who are making all the money, too.
Yeah.
But don't forget our Kickstarter page.
Yeah.
I always say that. Yeah.
Please help me. It's called Please Help Me. Yeah, it's not even GoFundMe. Me. Yeah. It's Please Help
Me. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. GoFundMe. Yeah, go ahead. Please help me. But anyway, I digress.
Yes, we digress.
We're here to talk about Asian cult cinema.
Asian cult cinema. Man, and this week is the cultiest of culty and the Asianist-y of Asianist.
Yeah, we're back on, we should call ourselves as a sidelight, Sunny Chiba.
This is the seventh Sunny Chiba.
Is it really?
No, not seventh. I think it's sixth.
Six of them?
We had Karate Inferno.
Yeah.
And the one before it was Sunny Chiba.
The Professional.
The Professional. Then I did Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Sunny Chiba.
Sunny Chiba.
Then we did the
Executioner.
And the Bodyguard. And Terror Beneath the Sea, or that was
oh
that? No, was for
God.
The other show. That's for
yeah.
the other show.
This—he's literally becoming the Christopher Lee of.
No, he is.
He is the Christopher Lee of.
He's
of
the
Asian
Mary
Warnoff,
cinema. Christopher Lee, Peter wow. Cushing. You know, you name it. He's one of the. He's yeah. one of our co-hosts.
We do another we do another movie review podcast. If you don't know, please go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. Just type in slow robot, you'll find it. Slow Robot a go-go, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, we often find ourselves in the B-movie realm with a lot of those people we just named. Christopher Lee.
Mary Warnoff. Chris Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing is all over
Sonny
the place.
Sonny Chiba.
So now, and you know, we always say they're kind of like our co-hosts.
Now
Sonny Chiba is actually the headliner. And we're the co-hosts beneath Sonny Chiba.
It's Chiba Cinema here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All Sheba all the time. This one is called... What
yes,
is this called?
What is this called? Golden Bat?
The Golden Bat. Oh, I dropped my official.
From 1966.
I was going to say, before we get into this, are we going to talk about anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, but I was gonna mention something. I believe that... I was going to do some research this morning, but my power went out, so I couldn't do anything. I'm wondering if this coincided with Batman... Or Ultraman? Well, this would be four because it has
Batman
like,
66. Batman was out in 66.
Yeah, and it reminds me of a little bit of Batman. Reminds me a little bit of Ultraman. Ultraman was 66 also, I believe. So yeah, you know,
interesting.
And it, from 1966, which was a year where everything was in color, they went black and white on this, which kind of makes it cool in a way. You know what I mean? It gives it an edge to it that. Yeah. Some of the other stuff doesn't have.
Now, we often, we'll talk, I mean, we're going to talk in general a little bit before we get into the movie. Japan has a very interesting, exciting, different way of doing things.
Yeah.
Shooting things. That's where it gets the culty part, you know.
Yeah.
And this movie that we're going to talk about this week kind of pushes those limits of insanity.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, this is one of those movies that's, what are we doing here? What is this for? Like, this is almost nightmare fuel. If you were saying, oh, this is for kids, this would, a little kid would sit up worrying about the skull that's laughing in his sleep. You know?
Yeah, the golden guy.
It's pretty crazy.
And then you got the evil bunny monster, the evil bunny the, master
the
of the world.
The four-eyed master of the world, claw-handed.
Little bunny ears
and
on
this
head.
Says, now I requested a movie to come in disc form from Netflix. And when that comes, we're going to be doing that one. It's called, what is it called? Yakuza Assassin.
Oh, that's another Sonny Chiba, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think, but it is a Takeshi Miike.
Okay.
You know, that's that crazy town guy. His movies are always, not always, very often, they're a little bit on the side. And that one has this weird, funny... Or this weird frog man in like a suit like that where he's just kind of jumping around and you're like, what are we doing here? And it made me think of this one in that you're like, what are we doing here with this villain? You know, it's so off-putting and odd and almost just like thrown together.
It's like they just threw all the elements. Like, what do we got? Batman. We got monsters. We got this. Just throw it in a blender and give us what you got. Okay, here it is. Golden bat.
This is odd. And you, most of the time you're like, it felt like it was kind of pieced together, but it wasn't. I mean, this isn't parts of other movies. Like, we've seen that happen too, where especially kung fu movies where they just kind of whatever make stuff work.
Yeah.
The porn industry taught them well, but this, I mean, this is where like you're. I couldn't stop watching it, this one we had to read.
Yeah,
and
the reader.
Did you see that? Did you watch through the credits?
At the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said there's a subtitled with love by some
no, yeah,
company
the,
or
the name is Love and Care, and they gave a WordPress thing. Now, this is a fairly recent subtitling.
Oh yeah, really?
So I'm almost thinking this might have been like one of those lost gems because lovexcare.wordpress.com. I'm gonna probably contact them and tell them that we're doing this movie so they can, whatever they want
to
do with it.
Listen to the show.
What's it called? Scarrow Hunting Society. I don't know what that means, and maybe I shouldn't say it on there. But I went to their WordPress site this morning, and I was kind of looking at it, and it's one of those startup person knows how to read and speak Japanese, so they're doing the subtitling. Now, I don't know if you got paid for this or not, or if this was just a passion project. That's why I'm probably going to reach out and say, hey, we did this one, and we saw you were on it, so just wanted to include you. Here's the link. You know, I'll just give them the link and say,
you know, I actually did that, and I got to find it for this Mexican wrestling movie. I actually subtitled it, but there was a technical glitch in it where it was like there was a scene that was cut, and I tried to put back a scene from another movie, and then it screwed the subtitles up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find it, and maybe I'll rip it and give you a copy of it, see if it makes any sense, because I did subtitle.
So you subtitled the whole movie?
I subtitled the entire movie, yeah, all by myself. Just but I got a
passion project, or are you going to try and get paid for it? Or
no, this was just for fun, just because I got that. I had that program, you know, CyberLink Power Director, and I said, let me, you know, oh, you can subtitle? He goes, I always wanted to subtitle this dopey movie, so I sat there for like days and did it for what that's worth, but I had a glitch in it, so I'm going to have to print it out.
Man.
I have to rip it, and then maybe I'll just watch it at home, and if it makes sense, if it's not screwed up, I think by adding a little piece of a scene, everybody's mouths got, you know, it's funny when you miss, like when you add 10 seconds, then as the movie goes along, you see the subtitles, and then you see a woman like mouthing the words in a man's voice or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's
like,
just
ooh.
Like, oh, that's not good. So I have to double check
it. I learned that harsh lesson when I did the Dub 420 project on the public access. Whew, it's hard.
I actually did another one. I did two of them. I did the wrestling woman versus the wrestling woman versus the robot assassin, and one of those jungle women movies. I'm gonna have to find. God, I think
we should just dub over them.
I'm gonna have to find those and watch them.
I wish I could get, if I had an editing suite back here, if I bought.
Well, don't you have the program? Then they give you the program to load into your computer.
I might have one. If I have one, because I could technically, from the world of Dub 420, I'm very good at this, believe it or not. We could re-script a movie.
And redo it and talk
it. We could dub it ourselves and get a couple actors, and I could put that in. I've done it.
I did it for
10 years at the public access thing, so I'm not saying, oh, I'm the greatest person ever. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I can do that easily.
So you can give me like a piece of paper and say like, well, doctor, what's the verdict today? And then I can say that. You can, okay, save it, and you can just place it wherever you want to.
I would drop it in and match the mouths.
Oh,
awesome. I've even like shortened and slight adjustments can be made to the length to make it more fit how they're speaking.
Yeah, like faster speaking, slower speaking.
Without,
I probably add reverb to the voice.
Yeah.
So it's
just one of those things where you, you know, that might, that'd be really fun because you'd have to translate it.
Yeah.
And then once you have the translations, you type out the script, or I would type out the script, and you just, and then we'd read it.
And
so,
put it on the Creature Feature channel.
That'd be funny. Yeah, man, ideas, everyone.
Ideas.
Copyright, Clown Shoes Productions.
Clown Shoes Productions,
all right. All right, we're going to go cut out that little curse word you said, and then we're going to be back in the second thing.
Did I say a bad word?
Yeah, it's just the S word. Well, we're going to drop
Did
in
I?
The...
I'm yeah, sorry.
It's okay. And we'll come back next, this middle section, we're going to get into this movie, The Golden Bat.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
The Legend of Frankenstein once again brings terror and nightmare to the screen in Lady Frankenstein. Joseph Cotten is Baron Frankenstein.
But it's fate.
Devil with his face, I don't care what he looks like. I want him to live.
Sarah Bay is Lady Frankenstein.
That is what they call your father's life's work, a monster, and they're right.
They are not right.
She's beautiful, she's evil, and she'll do anything for love.
Would you like to have my body bend to you? Would you like to make love to me?
She creates a new, more terrifying monster. And only the monster she creates can satisfy her strange desires. Using her beauty and her scalpel, she cuts deeply into men's hearts.
Yes, you're right. Kill it.
There has never been a movie like Lady Frankenstein. Rated R.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Well, now that off-air conversation was interesting.
Yeah, that one we can't put on the air.
Oh, but what were we talking about? Who knows? You'll never know. Okay, officially, let's read what we are doing here. Okay.
Yeah, tell us what we're doing.
The Golden Bat from 1966. This is pulled off of the IMDb news source. When the Earth is threatened by an evil alien, a group of UN scientists travel to the lost city of Atlantis, where they unearth a superhuman mummy named the Golden Bat, who is prophesied to help the humans survive this terrible attack.
Yeah.
Okay, now wrap your head around all those words that were in one sentence for a moment.
Wrap your head.
Okay. You got it? Okay. So, now, and directed by, okay, and the only one I can read really is Dr. Yamatone. Sorry, Dr. Yamatone is Sonny Shiba.
And it was an American dude in her, round-eye yeah. in it.
Yeah, Andrew Hughes was yeah. Dr. Pearl, who has an insanely Japanese dubbed voice. And then, let's see, who's the one? Okay, Kiichi.
That's a girl.
Kitagawa is Jackal. No, he's Jackal.
Oh, Jackal, the Joker.
The crazy Joker villain. And Kiko Kuni is Piranha.
Well, you know,
he's
the...
that beautiful-looking
gal.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, man, she was like...
She's very beautiful. I've seen her in other stuff, I think.
You know what movies are kind of weird like this, too? Some of the Starman movies.
Yes.
When he fights, yeah. like, the latex living glove guy.
Yeah,
those are kind of oddball like this, you know? There's a little bit of Starman.
Now, if you've listened to my shows any length of time, you know how much adoration I heap upon Japan. This illustrates my point exactly.
This is like the typical Japanese crazy movie.
That's why I love this culture. We as a culture, America I'm talking about, as a culture, do not ever seem to just let it go, man. Like, Japan, this director said, you know what? Let's let it fly. And they did this stuff.
I don't know. I think Terror in Beverly Hills, they probably said, let it go, man.
But it didn't. It wasn't as crazy as this, though. Like,
No, because nobody would buy it.
That's the beauty of Japan. They just say, you know what? Go. And they do 110% of insanity, and people go, bravo, I love it, love you, you know. Of course there's this thing with four eyes and you know, these swords and this bat guy with a skull face that's laughing
all
the time.
We're a little bit too sophisticated here.
We're not. We're just dumb losers who don't know how to have fun in life. You know, that's why we don't have robots just standing in the middle of plazas and stuff.
We will soon.
Japan does.
We will see. We'll have moving ones that, you know, take us over.
Oh, our overlords? I welcome our robot overlords.
AI, baby.
So,
AI used to be like A1 steak sauce, but now it's an artificial
A1. Remember A1?
I have some. Yeah. I had some the other day with an Angus.
I used to
burger.
Like it. I used to have that whenever I go to the Ponderosa.
The Ponderosa.
Remember the
steakhouse.
Ponderosa had that bar?
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
paid your $12. Little did they know, they also gave me all of my college silverware and plates.
No,
and
little
cups.
Did they know.
Yes, I have the entire dish set was brought to you by Ponderosa. Oh, yeah. You should see what it's like to stuff a plate and a coffee cup down your face.
Oh, really?
It was great.
What was the place that used to give you peanuts? When you
Texas
ate.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, one of those
And they threw it, you're supposed to throw it on the ground.
Yeah, I never. I felt bad doing that. It was like
maybe Cody's.
Cody still does it. You know, it's yeah, like, no. Yeah, go ahead. You can just spit it at your neighbor. It doesn't matter, you know.
No, I don't do that. I'm not a swine.
Yeah, bucket o' peanuts. I was like, yeah. Okay.
But Ponderosa, that was
Ponderosa, yeah.
Then tough steak and tougher waitresses.
Yeah, that's right. Tough eating and tough living.
I don't know if they're still around.
I don't know. I don't know. One of them went out of business. There was one over near the Target on Park over there. They think they went out of business. They were good, though. Anyway,
now,
we're digressing.
It's not that we don't love this movie. There is not a whole heck of a lot going on here.
Kobe steak is good.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. Oh, my
Kobe
God.
Kobe
is
good.
Yeah,
anyway, we're
Kobe. I had an exchange student living with me. And this was a 10-minute conversation of how I was saying Kobe wrong. I said, Kobe, no Kobe, no Kobe, no Kobe. He's like, and she'd correct me, and it sounded like I was saying the exact same word, but I guess it's just the gaijin.
And you went, why you?
So,
back
to our movie. You know, this alien race led by a four-eyed bunny, laser-shooting bunny head thing
with claws,
with a one claw in one hand,
yeah,
has a tribe of three or four insane followers,
yeah,
Piranha and Jackal,
and then another guy,
and then a Shecky. whole bunch of like army people that are
like ninja looking dudes. They're
ninjas, but they're just like shadow people.
Yeah.
I think now if they made it now, they would just be shadow people, you know.
Yeah. Because
they're all in black and they just kind of appear and disappear and stuff. And you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. And they're pushing Icarus, which is a planet or
a comet.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I hate Earth. I'm going to push this planet to kill Earth.
And in the beginning, there's that kid.
With a telescope,
and he sees it.
In tiny pants, because it's Japan.
He sees it, and then, like, he goes, oh, Icarus is coming to, you know, get us. We got to warn everybody. Yeah. And then some men in black.
Hope he doesn't fly to sun to the sun.
And then, like,
some
men in black come and get him and take him to the science patrol.
Yeah.
With Chiba and everybody.
First he goes to the observatory. He's like, hey, Icarus is coming. And they're like, oh, you stupid idiot. We're much too busy sipping tea to go and look at the telescope. It's unsubstantiated. Get out of here, kid. And they throw him out and they rough him up and wedgie him and throw his telescope on the ground. Then that's when the men in black pick him up and they're like, oh, we believe you. And now you want to join our team of UN scientists who are like clandestine.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's like, oh, of course. And I'm like, wait, what is this now? So whatever.
And they
have a UN force of scientists that they're kind of, they know that this is coming, and they're developing a death ray cannon or a laser beam cannon.
Death ray cannon, yeah, to blow up the planet.
To blow up this planet, the planet Icarus that's coming towards us.
But do they need something for
it,
right?
They can't. They don't have a crystal strong enough to focus the laser without cracking and destroying. So they're like, well, we don't know what we're gonna do. And then this at some point, the aliens become come to Earth. That's later, though, I think.
Yeah, no.
They keep flashing back.
I think what happens after this was that they get, like, a distress signal from somewhere in the... remember, they go to the...
Because that island pops up.
They get a distress signal. Oh, there's something happening over at Longitude this and that. We got to go over there. Let's get in our little...
Flying car
and check it out.
And the other thing I love about all these movies, always... They all match. They always all match. They always have those same, like, silver jumpsuits and the helmets and everything. I was like, oh, man. I love when people match. Like, and they always have guns. They always have laser guns.
Yeah.
They always match. I like the stripe down the side of the silver.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's personal preference. I would have had an orange stripe down the side of the silver matching uniforms, but they're not as garish as me.
Yeah, I love it when everybody matches and they goose step and, you know, they're like...
yeah.
They do that.
I am German descent, so you read into that what you want.
Yeah,
anyway.
Germans, Japanese, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, so they land on this island and they're like, hey, here's an island. And it looks like it's an old... And they're like, oh, this...
It's like ruins.
Yeah, there's ruins and they're... And then...
They see a crash, people that crashed there.
Yeah. That's right.
I think it's their guys, isn't it?
Yeah,
their
team that went there before, and they're like, well, that's weird.
And then they see, like, on the throne with a skeleton on it, and they're like, oh, what the hell is that? Where are we?
Yeah, this is weird. And then that's when they kind of find the crypt.
Yeah, something cracks, right? And they say, hey, look, in there, something cracks. They go inside, and they're looking around, and at this point, is it when they're talking? No, the golden bat tells them it was.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they go inside, and then all of a sudden, out pops, like out of the wall, a coffin with hieroglyphics on it.
And yeah, and like, they read it, and they're like, oh.
And you're like, what am I watching?
And they're like, pour water on my chest, and I'll like come to life, and I'm here to protect the world, and in 10,000 years, awaken me, and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, awaken, because I was buried. Atlantis came back to life after 10, and rose after 10,000 years, and blah, 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 and this and that.
You got your mythology in my movie, in my sci-fi. No, you got my sci-fi in your mythology.
And then, and then out of nowhere, that drill comes out of the ground.
Yep, just a drill.
A drill with two like laser eyeballs.
It's so weird. And that it's controlled by the people in space, the angry space beaver with his four eyes. And he's like, oh, they found our Atlantis. You two, go kill them. I hate those guys. And they're like, we will. And they do their little bow with their chest. Yeah, you know. So they send Jackal and
Piranha?
Piranha, the girl.
And the girl. There was another one. I forgot what the other guy's name was.
Yeah.
I guess that's Shecky or something.
Yeah. Kelzoid and and the head guy is Nazo.
Nazo.
Nazo is the beaver, Nazo the angry beaver, four-eyed laser dude. Yeah. And then it's Kelloid.
Kelloid. Okay,
Kelloid is the one guy, and then Jackal and Piranha.
Yeah.
So, at this point, the girl goes, oh, they just need some water on his chest.
So
they walks over,
to the
and
she fountain
just,
there.
Fountain and fountain, he dumps it on his chest, and he's like, ta-da! And he stands straight up, and it's just crazy town after this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
This guy has a scepter and a cape, and the cape is like one of those popped collar from the 80s capes, you know?
Yeah.
And he is...
Skull face.
Skull
with a missing
face.
Tooth, of course.
It's a skull face, and I'm talking like a full-on flaming Ghost Rider-looking skull face, but made out of rubber. And he is just hooting and hollering and laughing.
he's laughing.
He's having a grand old time.
He's happy to be a skull
face.
He's
insane,
superhero.
Is what's happening. And they're like, oh, here's this magic gem. This'll work in your death cannon. You're like, how do you know about a death cannon? Anyway, he's like, they're like, oh, thank you very much. Oh, God, done battle.
And then he gives the girl, like, a little bat pendant. He goes, anytime you need me...
Hey, just give me a ring, baby. I'm good.
Just give me a call.
So, all right, now that the golden bat has been awakened, the bad guys are now on Earth, ready to slug it out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going
to
be right back.
Icarus is coming to destroy the Earth.
Icarus, will he fly too close to the sun? Oh, the flight of Icarus. Wax wings. Read your books, everyone.
Commercial
we'll be right back.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
They began in the water. Dark, gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep. Starring Doug McClure, Anne Turkell, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the deep. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you doing?
How about a what?
How about you doing?
What are you...
How about you doing?
I don't even...
How about you doing?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
All right, we are back. So now we are in full force of Ungato, Ugandato.
Bato, yeah.
Anyway, so now he's like in the mix, but he kind of comes and goes a lot of this movie. He's not around a whole heck of a lot of the movie.
No, he just shows up. Whenever you need me, I'll be here for you. But
just talking to this pin I give you.
But in the meantime, I'm going to go back and chill.
Now, I don't think in these next 10 minutes we're going to be able to like go scene for scene because... This is another one of those that has a lot of stuff going on. It goes to space, it goes back, it goes to space, it goes back, you go to fight. So basically, the henchmen come down to Earth, they show up to steal the death ray, because now that they have this last piece, they don't come to Earth yet, they shot that target satellite out of the air, and that's when the space beaver goes, oh no, that's really powerful, that'll stop Icarus, go down and get them. That's when he sends the henchmen down to Earth to get to... So now they're like, they show up to steal this thing, and they're creeping around the UN scientist lab.
Yeah,
remember
right,
that?
Right.
They go in, and they kind of do this weird walled transfer thing, which is neat.
And, well, they want the death ray to destroy the world. But, you know,
but they also know it would stop Icarus.
But they know it would stop Icarus, so they want to get it.
Yeah,
you know?
So they're trying to get it. That's when they send them down.
I thought they were underwater.
Oh, they were. Yeah, like, yeah,
I
they
thought
are
they
underwater.
Were underwater because that's where the.
They were in space, then they went in underwater.
Under,
that's when the drill came up.
And the
so
drill
you're right.
Came up.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Sorry, everyone. So yeah, they were in space and they went underwater, and then they were in, they have this underwater lab. That's when the drill came up, and that's when they said, "Go get him." And he's like, "Okay."
So now is when he sends his three piranha, Keloid, and Jackal to go get, you know, the death ray, and then they go in there, they kidnap the doctor.
They kidnap the old white guy.
The one girl changes.
They do body transfer.
They do body. Yeah. They do everything. They turn invisible. They walk through walls.
They hang on
ceilings.
They
do body transfer.
They're ninjas.
Ceilings.
Shadow warriors.
Yeah, they're everything.
This is so much stuff going on in this movie.
Too much.
You just... Everything that comes your way, you just go, eh, whatever.
Maybe
you,
it was just...
You shrug.
Maybe they would have thought, kids aren't going to buy this. This is just too nuts, you know what I mean? Even for like 10
shrug.
Years.
Just go. Just go with it, you know?
Yeah.
It was one of those things where I swear they just were like, whatever. Hey, whatever, man. You know?
Yeah.
And so now the bad guys have stolen the death ray, and they've stolen the old professor who built the death ray, but they didn't know that the Sonny Chiba took the crystal out and hid it, and only him and the doctor know where it is.
Right.
And then the girl's trying to find out where it is, and they find out immediately that she's a spy, and they're like, oh, no. And now the angry space beaver's like, this isn't working, and I'm getting really angry now, and he lasers people. And then she comes back, and she's like, I couldn't get the crystal, and then he's like, he kills our girl. You know, are the very attractive, what's her name in this one?
Piranha. Now, they tried to kill Piranha. They couldn't kill Piranha, but when she got back, he killed her.
Yeah,
she
killed
failed.
Her.
You failed!
I don't accept that. And I'm like, really? Okay, whatever, dude. So now they make the one guy body transfer to look like the old grandfather and send him down. And they're like, now we'll find it. And then he starts ripping the place apart. And immediately the girl goes, you're not my grandfather. And then he's like, oh, you found me out. Oh, there's a lot of kid slapping and punching in this movie.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
girl first gets pimp-handed by him.
Yeah.
And then a couple of screens later, he's choking her out,
he's
killing her. And
yeah.
you're like, what is this, man?
Maybe he was a little too violent for kids. Maybe.
Maybe Japan doesn't care about hitting kids like America does.
Yeah,
especially not in the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't think we cared about it in the 60s either.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think they showed too many kids getting slapped around.
Yeah. It is a strong pimp hand, I'll tell you that much. So anyway, so the... The pimp man is strong with Jackal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has like half a melted face, and he is cackling up a storm. He loves his job.
Him and Golden Bat can go against each other like in the laughing department.
They are hooting and hollering and laughing, and Golden Bat, every time he comes on the screen, he does that thing like he reminds you of the luchadors where he puts his hands on his laughs
oh, yeah.
and goes, ha,
oh,
ha,
yeah.
ha, ha, oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, why are you laughing so much? And he's... And he goes out and they take off with a spaceship after they steal the grandfather, and he goes up there and tries to laser through it with his scepter, and that doesn't work. And they kill a bunch of henchmen. Every time that we're talking about this, there's henchmen dying everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Lasers flying, and he just comes and he says, hey, stop everyone. And he just starts taking people out with his scepter, and they just die when he hits them with it. You know, okay, whatever, you know. And then I'm trying to think what happens next, because now they find out that Death Ray doesn't have the...
And have the crystal.
And then the space beaver says, well, I'm going to push Icarus faster. So he speeds up the timeline. So now they're like, oh, my God. Once it gets past the moon, we won't have time to blow it up because we got to have time. Otherwise, it'll cause tsunamis
and stuff. And then the girl ends up able to get Golden Bat.
Oh, yeah. She throws the bat thing. And then he's like, oh. This is the part where I think they stole back. They go up to the spaceship and they released their prisoners.
Yeah.
So all the friends are there. All the super friends are back. Because, oh, there was that other thing where they all kind of chased him out. When they did a second attack, and then they chased him, and they all got kind of caught, except
yeah,
for the secondary
yeah.
car. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now, I'm sorry, everyone. Bear with us. This is rattling apart.
It's a
apart.
Short movie, but it's complicated.
It's so complicated. You know, so now they're up there, and they release the people. Now it's their forces against the other ones, the shadow people and the bad guys. And they're kind of trapped with these spikes, and then the bat comes down, and the jackal's just hooting and hollering and having a great time. And then he comes back, and then the bat just starts killing everyone. But then he grabs the ray and gives it to the people. Oh no,
you're getting confused.
I am confused. Oh my god, because we didn't even show the part where the jackal was throwing people off the tower.
No.
There was a bunch of stuff.
No, I mean basically it's like the girl, they get kidnapped, they escape. The golden bat was actually stolen and kept in a cage. It got out. They called them back. And when they called them back, they hadn't even destroyed the tower yet. But remember...
Yeah, the tower is where they were.
But remember, the golden bat actually kidnapped... Actually, before the tower thing, he actually got on a ship.
Right.
He hijacked the ship and he destroyed it into the tower. Remember?
But that's where... Because... But even before that, though, that's when Jackal's like, give me that hidden crystal... So we can have the death ray. That's where he was tossing people off. And then finally, Bat says, okay, here.
Right.
Now they had the whole thing. That's when they got up onto that. After they crashed in, they went into the drill to get the laser back. That's when the fights were happening. You're right. I mixed them up because this is...
convoluted.
The whole time you're watching this, you're just like, I can't believe what I'm watching.
So basically, the Jackal's got guys. He's getting... He throws a couple of them out like,
And he's hooting and hollering, laughing. He loves it. He loves his job.
And then Chen Chifa goes to Golden Bat. Hey, you might as well give him the crystal. You know, I don't want to lose any more dudes.
We're all dying anyway, so who cares?
So he frisbees it up to the guy.
Oh, catch this. Whip. You know, you're like, okay, wait. That's a crystal. Let me be careful with that.
He frisbees it up to the guy, and the guy's, oh, I have it now. And then what was it? Then the Golden Bat flies up and...
Yeah, he just jumps up and goes there.
He goes up there. He starts beating the crap out of everybody.
And this is where the place is on fire, and they're like, we got to get out of here, because that's when Angry Beaver, Space Beaver, is like, we got to get out of here, because this place is falling apart anyway. Plus, Icarus is going to hit, so who cares?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And that's when he kills him. Now, this is like, he kind of dispatches
He throws like a staff at him and hits him in the head or something. He impales his brain or something.
He impales his brain because the Angry Beaver launched his claw around his neck. So they're just choking each other out. Then he kills him with his scepter. He comes down with his death ray. He's like, here, you guys take care of that, and I'm going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh and leave. and he flies away.
And they blow up the thing, and they stop Icarus, and everyone goes, yay.
And the girl runs after Golden Bat. Don't go, Golden Bat. I love you, Golden Bat. I'll be back, son, honey, whenever you need me.
In 10,000 years, I'll be back again.
Yeah, 10,000 years, yeah. No, but right now, I'm going to go take a nap.
What the hell, man? This movie...
I'm surprised there wasn't a sequel. I wanted to see more of the Golden Bat.
Now, this was grade A nightmare fuel. I mean, if you're a little kid in the 60s and you're watching this movie, I guarantee you didn't sleep so good the next couple nights because there was a crazy skull person laughing maniacally. Maybe it wasn't so traumatic, but I think a young me would have been like...
It would have
made
an impression.
Oh. Yes, it would have.
Let's just say it would have made an impression on you.
This movie is insane. It was funny. It was quick-paced.
Yeah, there's way too much plot, which, as you can tell, got convoluted.
Oh, a lot of plot. And it was that annoying kind of plot where you're like, now you're here. Now you're in a spaceship. Now you're underwater. Now you're in the tower. Now you're back to the UN, and you're like, what are we doing? Can we condense this, please? You know.
Yeah, simplify.
Yeah, simplify.
Por favor.
Yeah, so, but I love this movie. It was so funny and goofball. This is definitely one that you're like, give this a treatment. Put it out on a nice DVD or Blu-ray.
I think it is on a Blu-ray. This is a rip of a Blu-ray.
Is it? Okay.
At least a DVD.
I would love to see a dubbed version of this where you're not reading it. You're just...
But it seems to me like this movie was put out on whatever format, DVD or whatever, but not subtitled.
So no.
That company...
That Love and Care.
They subtitled it so you can actually like watch it now and get it.
Yeah,
because
that's really great. You know?
It's awesome.
There's some of these that I think... And we talk about all the time with our B-movies and our monster movies that they just don't get out there because they kind of fall into that who cares category. They don't think it's profitable or they don't think it would be...
Yeah.
But this one, and just like most of those too, they should be put out because they're really...
Oh, it's Sonny Chiba.
It's something. You know, what a wacky movie. Thanks for bringing this to the show. I couldn't believe how... I never even heard of something like this, and I was like, this is off the charts insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember when I showed you that clip, you went, whoa.
You know,
when he comes out of the coffin with a little raise there, you go, what is this? Oh, we got to do this.
I was like, oh, we're doing this. I'm reading a movie, and I don't care, you know.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I don't know where you'd find it, though.
YouTube.
Is it YouTube? It's
this
on
is
YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Go get it, kid.
Go get the golden guy before it's yanked, because it. I think you said it was a toy.
This yeah, will, this yeah, will get, yeah, toy.
This
yeah.
will get pulled down
yeah,
if they find it.
Yeah, just type in Sonny Chiba Golden Bat. It'll be there.
And prepare yourself for the craziest
for
adventure.
Insanity, yeah.
You know, I can't. If I was drinking beer and watching this, I bet you I'd wake up and I'd be like, I don't even know what just happened last night. I don't even remember.
I had this weird dream, you know, this guy with a skull face laughing. It's like,
Ghost Rider
no.
was laughing at me and mocking me, and he was bat or something?
No, that was a movie. Oh.
Well, good. I thought somebody put LSD in my beer or something.
Yeah, or something like that, or some, you know, crack or something.
Hallucinogenics running wild on you, brother.
Yeah, I always wondered about whether the Japanese were doing way too much sake when they were writing these screenplays. I don't know.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
you wonder. I love this movie. Thanks very much for bringing it. This, to me, is something like a 7.5 or an 8.
Yeah.
It's just...
Check it out.
It's too crazy not to watch.
Yeah.
And if you were something called Asian cult cinema...
This would be a movie that would...
This is the Asianist.
This is an example.
The cultist. This yes. is the perfect movie for this show.
Basically.
This is exactly
yeah.
why we exist.
It only took us 55 episodes to find it, but we
just
did.
Think what 110 will be.
Oh, my God.
We'll probably find
unbelievable.
This times two.
Yes.
If my math
well,
is correct.
I'm sure there's other oddball Japanese yeah. sci-fis that have never been
we'll find
brought
them.
Over here.
Oh, we're
we'll
going to keep
them.
We're gonna keep flipping rocks till we find them. That's
go.
It for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week for more Asian cult cinema. I should put reverb on that, but I won't. See you next week, everyone.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.